This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report Podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, October 25th, 2013, here at Gillette Stadium. Another Patriots.com Roster Report Podcast. I'm Andy Hart, joined by Paul Perillo. We'll be breaking down the big moves this week for the Patriots, and there really weren't any huge moves, but a big name that some fans have been lusting after for better than a year. Patriots signed veteran defensive end Andre Carter on October 23rd. That same day, they also added defensive tackle, a guy I'm excited about, Silver Seliga, to the practice squad, and released Travis Howard from said practice squad. Obviously, Andre Carter spent the 2011 season in New England, recorded a Pro Bowl year with 10 sacks before blowing out his quad, and played 14 games. Then he moved on to the Raiders a year ago, where he played in 12 games but only had a couple sacks. 6'4", 260, we all know, 34-year-old, impressive physique. Paul Perillo, veteran presence, leader, talked about this week that he was either going to retire or return to the Patriots. You know, really loved this place when he was here for the year, kept in touch with Mayo and Wilfork and all those guys. But more importantly than all that, what do you think he can offer this football team on the field this week and moving forward?
I don't know. How's
that? All right, we'll talk to you next week on another Patriots.
Now, here's the thing that I think is going to be really interesting about Carter, and that is I look at it as he gives you a third pass rusher, a third edge guy, sort of take that role that Michael Buchanan has been filling so far this year. What I'm going to be really interested in, Andy, is if it means something more than that. Does it mean you got no Wilfork, you have no Mayo? Are you going to sort of, you know, I don't want to say redesign the whole front seven, but do you have do you think there's any possibility that Chandler Jones and Andre Carter become your ends and Rob Ninkovich becomes something different than what he's been?
Sure.
You know, that would be, to me, the intriguing part to this. And I wouldn't expect it to happen immediately because he just got here. He hasn't played, you know, in 2 months.
Just got out of the CrossFit gym and joined this
team. You got to give him some time to see where he is. And Bill said that this week. You know, we don't know where he is right now. Everybody loves Andre, but that said, you know, we got to see where he's at physically and what he's able to provide. But if he's, you know, somewhere close to what he was back in 2011, does that free you up to maybe do something different with Ninkovich?
You want the official answer? I don't know.
Well, that's what I started with.
No. That was Bill's official answer.
Oh, yeah. Bill did say that.
I don't know. I mean,
but that to me is the intriguing part. I think that at worst, he provides you some depth on the outside as an extra rusher. But the flip side of that is, could he be more than that? Could you be looking at some different personnel looks in terms of the front seven?
Well, I certainly think, at least until Tommy Kelly can get back, and we'll get to the injury report later.
Yeah, and he's not going to be
back
soon.
You don't have any depth inside, and we've seen them kind of tinkering. We saw Jones and Ninkovich both playing on 2 feet a lot last week and kind of tweaking that look. So I do think without Wilfork and Mayo, your two most known commodities, you're probably going to see some new looks on the defensive front as Bill sort of tweaks personnel to fill roles and voids. And Carter's an option. At the very least, he's a leader. You know, you can't find anybody to say
very well
bad
respected.
About
very
everybody
well
loves
respected.
Him. From teammates to coaches to PR people. I mean, I literally don't think I've ever heard anyone say a bad word about Andre Carter. My guy, though.
Andre Carter's not your guy?
I like him a lot, but Silver Seliga is a nose tackle. He's 23. Formerly of Utah, spent some time with the Niners, the Broncos, and Seattle. 6'2", 325, Paul. It's what I've been looking for. Now, I'm not saying he's Vince Wilfork, obviously, but a Wilfork type, a fire hydrant, because I don't think Villano or Jones are fire hydrants. I think this is the type of body they can use. No idea whether the guy can play. No idea whether he'll ever make it to the 53-man roster, but I'm intrigued just by the fact that he's a Samoan from Utah who's built like a fire hydrant. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, I don't know much more about him. I know third team this year. He was traded earlier from Denver to Seattle. So, you know, he was thought well enough of by somebody to get traded,
right?
To be traded for. So we'll see if he can provide anything. I agree with you. As well and as encouraging as Villano and Jones have been to me filling in, they're still 300-pound guys. And I know that's big, but those guys are generally about 340.
Right.
Certainly the guy that we're trying to replace is probably north of 340. So this guy is a little bit bigger, fits the mold a little bit better. He is still a practice
squad. As Jones and Villano have tried to do the job, they gave up 100 yards in the second half to New Orleans. They gave up 177 last week. They've been pushed around a little bit on the defensive
front.
Correct. Getting to the injury report, which unfortunately, I guess we could say, has been the most entertaining factor or interesting factor on these roster reports pretty much each and every week, because the Patriots are a banged-up football team. Two players were listed as out on this injury report. That's fresh off the presses here. Tommy Kelly with the knee injury continues to miss practice and will miss his third straight game, as will Leon Washington with the ankle injury. Both guys got hurt against the Bengals. Both guys have yet to practice since. Both guys will not play. Tommy Kelly was in the locker room, had a nice surgical sleeve on his leg. Didn't really say much, not much to offer there. Hopefully next week. In the questionable category, Danny Amendola was also in the locker room today, coming back from that concussion and groin injury. Been limited in practice all week. Said he's ready to go, but then when asked if he was cleared, didn't necessarily say that, and didn't necessarily say if he was going to play. He just said, ready to go, feeling good. It was sort of his pat answer for the day. But he did say he's flying around out there on practice, feels like he had a good week of practice. So Danny Amendola, and just a point of reference or note, said this is the second concussion of his NFL career. He had one a long time ago, early on in his career, and this is the second one. So he doesn't feel like multiple concussions is an issue at this point in time.
It's interesting. It's interesting. I mean, to me, that would lead me to believe that. But it's hard to sit there and criticize. We know this guy just wants to get on the football field.
Yep.
He wants more than anything to prove that he is tough, and he doesn't have to prove anything to I know, you and me, because we know he's tough. But I can tell that that's what's at the forefront of his mind, and it concerns me.
He will obviously be, as they like to say, a
game-time
decision. Brandon Bolden with the knee, limited, questionable. Marcus Cannon, shoulder, limited, questionable. Julian Edelman, thigh, limited, questionable. Michael Manawanui, knee, questionable. Aqib Talib is the next guy I want to talk a little bit about. Hip, limited participation all week, questionable. In my mind, Paul, I think he's a little doubtful, and I kind of want him to be doubtful. I don't really want to see him push it because I have the concerns that this could be a season-long injury if they rush this back, and it's obviously kind of has a recurring issue to it from last year. I'd like to see this guy fully healthy for whenever it is, November, December, when you need him, because he's been that damn important.
Yeah, and you know, I don't really think you can expect to get anywhere without him playing at a high level. If he's playing at a pedestrian level, which I felt like he was last year, I think your defense is really not overly impacted. And he'll help, but not to the extent that he was earlier in the year. So I would tend to agree with you. I don't know what his situation is, but if I were Bill, I would err on the side of caution in this one. You have this week. You have the Steelers next week. You know, maybe you can get by those two games and then give him a full month to rest, because he sat out last week as well. I didn't get a chance to see him. I was in the locker room Wednesday and Friday this week, and I didn't see him at all. I don't know how he's moving. I know that some of the writers that are out at practice thought that he was moving around a little bit better this week than he was last Friday when he was last out
which
in the practice
bad.
Field, which was bad.
Right.
So I'm with you. To me, let it heal up, and let's not have a problem, say, 2 months from now.
My gut tells me he doesn't play. That's what I'm going with.
Okay.
And I'm all for it.
I am too.
Tavon Wilson continues to be limited hamstring. He also continues to be inactive on game days, whether that's the injury or not. I have no idea.
Well, he is getting scratched early, so my guess is that it's at least partly related to that.
The other part could be, forget it. Let's move on. Kyle Arrington, the groin issue, full participation all week, probable. Tom Brady, yes, that's right. Tom Brady's back on the injury report. Popped up on Thursday, limited participation. Then on Friday, full participation. Right shoulder, probable. Aren't we familiar with that? Rob Gronkowski, back and forearm, still limited and probable, although he's deemed the injury basically a thing of the past. He's moved on. I'm all for that. Devin McCourty, shoulder, full participation all week, probable. Rob Ninkovich, groin, full participation, probable. And Matthew Slater, with that wrist injury, limited participation, probable. The big names on there, obviously, Danny Amendola, which I should mention. has to be cleared, is still dealing with the independent neurologist, NFL committee, whatever the exact structure they put in place coming back from concussions, he's still dealing with that. So he would have to get full clearance from them before he is indeed a game-time decision. My guess is as soon as he gets the clearance, though, he plays. It's all up to that
panel. Certainly looks that way.
And then Aqib Talib could be another game-time decision, but Paul's big gut and my littler gut are saying that he may not play. Elsewhere, Andre Carter's back. Will Andre Carter play?
Yes.
Active and plays?
Yes.
Nice. Will he have a sack?
No.
Okay.
But he will get out there and he will play, although this is a good team for him to go out there. Maybe he will get a sack.
Yeah.
That's a pretty bad offensive
Jonathan
line.
Jonathan Martin stinks.
Interesting, though, with both quarterbacks, both starting quarterbacks on the injury report this week, both listed as probable.
And both
Ryan
popped
Tannehill
up
as well.
Later in the week. Tannehill wasn't on the original Wednesday, was added later. Brady was added Thursday. My guess is both will play. Don't worry about it. For Paul Perillo, I'm Andy Hart. Let's all go out there and cheer on Sunday and hope Silvir Seliga gets the promotion to the 53-man roster. Until next week, this is another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. Peace out. Nothing less than ill when we dress to kill. Every time the ladies pass, they be like, can y'all feel me? All ages and races, real sweet faces. Every different nation, Spanish, Haitian, Indian, Jamaican, black, white, Cuban, or Asian. I only came for 2 days of playing, but every time I come, I always wind up staying. This the type of town I can spend a few days in. Miami, the city that keeps the roof blazing. This has been the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team, only on Patriots.com.